The Hayes Optimist Club TriStar Basketball Contest is set for this weekend. Roger Bixman from the Hayes Recreation Commission stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about today, but the first thing I think you wanted to hit on was the Special Olympics that's coming up, right?
Yeah, the Special Olympics State Basketball Tournament will be in town March 20th and 21st. Of course, they have cheerleading competition, individual skills competition, as well as the basketball tournament. So we're always in need of volunteers for officiating, scorekeepers, timers, help with individual skills and cheerleading. So if you have an interest, you know, contact the rec and talk to Haley Nixon. She's kind of in charge of scheduling the officials. I know Friday we'll be at Hayes High and Fort Hayes on Friday, and then Saturday we'll be at Fort Hayes and the Hayes Rec Commission. So, again, that's Friday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 21st for the State Special Olympics.
Yeah, and events like that, they really are, you know, it's really important that people volunteer because it brings a lot of people to Hayes. It's a cool event, first off. Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It helps out the kiddos that are participating. But you can't do it without the support, right?
That's right. And it usually always comes together. It's a little tougher to get volunteers, especially college students, because that's the start of spring break. You know, hopefully they can stick around a couple of days and help us out. But like I said, it's a neat event. It's really cool to watch and to volunteer for. And so if you have an interest, please make sure you get a hold of us.
All the info is on your new website, right?
That's right. Exactly. So.
Did the name change? No, it's still HayesRec.org. That didn't change. No. It's just a new...
Yep. New website. Yep.
Yeah, I was on there. I was getting some info right before you walked in. It looks great.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, I've got... Oh, it went away. But the next thing we want to talk about was highlighted right there in the middle. The Tri-State Basketball Tournament that's coming up. There's a date change on that, right?
Yes, there is. So it was scheduled in our book for Saturday, March 7th this weekend. But we've moved it to Saturday, March 14th because of other things happening at the rec this weekend. Again, that's the Hayes Optimist Club TriStar Basketball Contest. And it's for grades 2nd through 7th. Basically it's a passing, shooting and dribbling skills contest. And, we have a Top Gun winner from the boys and the girls. The girls will compete at 10 AM and the boys at 11 AM and it's, everybody will receive a t-shirt, largely in our sponsor for Daniel, Miner for sponsoring the t-shirts for that. For all the participants, it's free of charge. Just need to come about 20 minutes early if you're a girl before 10 and 20 minutes early if you're a boy before 11, to pre-register for the contest and thank the Optimist Hayes Optimist Club, for helping sponsor this. We've been doing this a long time and, hopefully we get a lot of, boys and girls out, but again, note the program change from March 7th, now March 14th.
I was going to ask, but I think you answered it already for me. But like events like that, you don't have to be a rec member to participate in events like this one.
Nope. You don't have to be a rec member really to participate in anything that we do. The only thing is if you use a fitness center, then we just ask that you purchase a membership there, or you can drop in daily as well too. So, but anything else, anybody's welcome to sign up for. We do have some other sports things coming up. We've got our snowball co-ed softball tournament. It's Saturday, March 14th as well. Times to be determined. We have a spring co-ed softball league coming up for anyone 16 and older. They'll start play on Thursday, starting April 2nd. And then we have peewee soccer for 3 to 4 year olds at the end of the month with an adult. And that will start on Saturdays, April 4th as well from 2 to 2:45 PM.
I'm kind of going through your list as you're listing off these upcoming events and you missed one. I'm curious about what is Yo Massage?
Good question. Some type of massage. I know. I've watched them a little bit, but I don't really know what the actual process is, I guess. So I'd have to refer to somebody else on that.
or, I mean, I guess if you're curious like me, just go.
Actually, show you know up what it and is, check I it think out. What it is, it's yoga and massage. So you're doing yoga while there's massage going on.
Yoga today. Massage.
Yeah, I believe. And I could be wrong on that, but that's my best educated guess.
I can get into that. I know my wife could. She loves massage and yoga. She keeps trying to get me into yoga. Uh-huh. That's not my thing. Just seems kind of weird to me.
It's good for flexibility.
So that's what I've heard. I was listening to a podcast pretty recently. It was we're getting off track now, but it was a football player, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody that's playing currently, and he was touting it. He's like, "Oh yeah, it's great. Builds strength, builds core strength, flexibility, speed, all of it." He attributes to yoga.
There you go. And we've got some great instructors out there. So
I'm sure that's true. Anyway, we got to get rolling here to the next thing. Middle school dance is coming up, right?
We are having our next middle school dance. It'll be Friday, March 13th. The doors open at 6:30 and the dance is from 7 to 9 p.m. It's for all middle school kids. And the cost is $5 unless you bring canned good. And then we donate that back to food pantries or whatever in town. And it's $3 if you're bringing canned goods. So that's, again, Friday, March 13th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Now, because you had one of these recently, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think maybe last week. Uh-huh. And I had screwed up and I announced it. I said it was a middle school fun day and they called me. Thank goodness they called me. I got to make the correction. But they're like, no, it's not at the school. It's at the Hayes Rec. So what I'm curious about there, is it, you know, limited to like Hayes middle school students, or can anybody in that age range show up and participate?
It's for anybody in that age range can show up. So Ellis or Victoria or Plainville or La Crosse, you're welcome to come to our dance. So
very cool. Well, I was thinking specifically like the homeschool kids, because there's a few of them in the area that we've spoken to. And
sure, they're more than welcome to come to the dances as well.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay. And the other thing you wanted to hit on before we go, the pool.
Yep.
We're getting ready to open that guy up.
Well, not till Memorial weekend. So we've got a little bit of time, but it creeps up on us pretty fast. But we are opening up applications now. So we do need lifeguards. We do need admission workers and concession workers and maintenance workers. So if you have an interest in having a job this summer, you know, make sure you stop by. We've got applications in the lobby area you can pick up. And then our interview process is usually the first part of April. Don't have those dates in front of me, but, do contact Grant Lacey, our aquatics director, if you need more information. You can also, I think, get the applications online as well on hayesrec.org.
It is quite the process to become a lifeguard, isn't it?
They do some training. You know, you got to do the CPR and first aid and then your aquatic park training as well. So, but Grant does a good job. If you haven't had it before, it's usually a week or two process. He meets every day with them. Usually he can get through it in a week or a little bit more than that, depending on how big the class is. But he does a good job of training you, and it's something that you can continue to do throughout your high school and college careers to make some money during the summer.
Heck, I know some adults that still do it.
Yeah.
They love going out there. Matter of fact, my middle school science teacher, this is going to date her, unfortunately. Sorry if you're listening. But, you know, I was in middle school 27 years ago, and she still lifeguards over the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good job. You know, it's a good job for teachers because they're off during the summer and gives them some little extra cash to spend through the summer months. So,
yeah, absolutely. Got to be really fit, though.
Yeah.
I would be disqualified.
Well, me too.
All right. Very good, Roger. Anything else you want to try to sneak in? We've got just a few minutes left.
No, I think that's about it. We do have a puppy course and a basic dog obedience class coming up. Deadline is March 11th for those. We have a schools out Olympics for everyone for 6 to 12 year olds. That's Monday, March 23rd. So go to our website or call us at 623-2650 to get more information on any of those programs.